World's on fire, our culture's disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Oh, I want to do a victory dance here this morning. I want to do a victory dance. Thanks for joining us here on the 12th day of June 2026. The Lord's not making another one. And today we're going to run with patience the race that is set before us as with the Lord God as the author and the finisher of our faith. Man, some great stuff going on. And just an encouragement to you here on Friday morning. Something's been cooking. let me start out with this, Spencer. This is kind of a go to Webster's real quick. Folks, we're going to take communion here in a minute. Joe Carrico, who does the communion for us, is unavailable this morning. Ray's going to lead us in communion. So bear with me. I want to lay some stuff on the floor here real quick. Okay. Number one, I just lost my train of thought. I was talking. Okay. See if they put in there sodomy. Sodomy. I don't even know if it'd be in there. Crime against nature. Crime against nature. Sodomy is a crime against nature. Spencer, see if you can look. Go film Webster's this morning and look up sodomy, maybe on dictionary.com or something. What is sodomy? Because they call that gay pride now, right? Sodomy is now gay pride. Sodomy, according to this, is anal sex, especially between men. It's law. Any sexual contact other than heterosexual vaginal intercourse is sodomy. We don't like talking about it, do we? Any sexual contact that is stigmatized as unnatural or immoral. Boy, that's a pretty broad thing, right? So therefore, sodomy isn't just about anal sex. It's about unnatural or immoral. Now, here's where we run into the problem. Spencer, what's immoral mean? What's immoral? Community standards is the word they like to give us today. Violating moral principles. Not conforming to the patterns of conduct usually accepted or established as consistent with principles of personal and social ethics. So hang on a minute. So if they kick the Bible out of schools, what becomes the standard then? What becomes the standard of moral principles? If there is no standard, what becomes the standard? Now, immoral, they also give us words licentiousness or lasciviousness. Hey, Spencer, what is licentiousness? Has to do with license. Do you see license in there, folks? Licentious. Sexually unrestrained. Words mean things. Unrestrained by law or general morality. Again, hang on a minute. What is general morality? What is general? I'm not trying to make anybody feel bad this morning. Does anybody out there remember when nobody was divorced? Nobody was divorced because why? You said you took a vow and nobody got divorced. Anybody remember that other than me? And so then they weakened the laws against regarding marriage, divorce. They weakened the laws. They call it no-fault divorce. And look what we got. Look what we got. So one of the things that's happened is in order to change the law, they have to change the standard. You get it? You get it? And what forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever throughout history. Here's a good one, Spencer. I should have done this myself. Folks, I got good news coming. Stay with me, please. And yeah, we're going to take communion. See, my brain just lose it because it was a great question. Look up what are just Google laws against sodomy, because we know what sodomy is. We just read it, right? We know what are laws against sodomy. Anti-sodomy laws are statutes that historically criminalize specific sex acts, most commonly oral and anal sex. United States, these laws are now legally unenforceable following a 2003. I was alive in 2003. Anybody else alive? In fact, I would have been 61 in 2003. So it's just in my lifetime that the Antichrist Supreme Court of the United States kicked out sodomy in Lawrence v. Texas, which ruled that state bans on consensual adult sex acts violate the right to privacy. Let me ask you a question. Can a young child consent to sex? They can get sex change operations, can't they? Can a young child consent to sex? However, because the Supreme Court only struck down the laws as unconstitutional, rather than ordering them physically removed from legal books, several states retain unenforceable anti-sodomy legislation. Really? Stay with me. I'm going somewhere. So the Lawrence precedent in 2003, U.S. Supreme Court invalidated. No, they didn't. Folks, that is a lie. That is a lie. The Supreme Court cannot invalidate a natural law. They invalidated all sodomy laws nationwide. As they, hey, folks, if it's okay for men and men to have anal sex, then why can't a young kid do that too? What about an age of consent? Who cares about an age of consent? Should we be able to go into our public schools and teach sodomy to our young children? How many of you would want sodomy taught to your 7, 8, 9-year-old child? Raise your hand out there if you say, oh, yeah, I want that, coach. I want that taught. Yeah, sure. Yeah. And because of the Antichrist, anti-Christian Supreme Court of the United States, they took away all legal basis. Look at that. However, because the Supreme Court only struck down laws as unconstitutional, see, they didn't say they were wicked, unspeakable. They said they were unconstitutional. In other words, you have the right to have butt sex with somebody. Yeah, you got the right to do that. Invalidated all sodomy laws, and I'm sorry if this makes you uncomfortable, as they apply to consenting adults. Oh, how about a consenting youth? Can a 12-year-old consent to watching a drag queen's production in his class? Can he consent to that? Several states have repealed or struck down their sodomy statutes entirely. However, according to legal tracking groups, outdated sodomy or crime against nature and language remains on the books in approximately 12 to 14 states. Alabama, Florida, Texas, there they are. Oh, can you believe this? Now they're saying you can't have sex with your dog. My dog loves it. You see where it's gone, folks? So here it is, the path to decriminalization. I should have seen this before I got gone. 1961. Illinois, many states initiated decriminalization by choice. There's some things you had to do in the closet, because that's where they belong. 1986, Supreme Court initially upheld Georgia's sodomy ban, allowing laws to remain in place for nearly two decades. And however, the Supreme Court got a lot smarter in Lawrence versus Texas in 2003. They got a lot smarter. And then they realized, no, men are allowed to have sex with men. They're allowed to do that in private, consensual, sexual contact between them. Yeah, that's good. That's cool. That's okay. Yeah. Supreme Court. Six idiots, probably 6-3, I'm just guessing. Six people determined it's okay after years and years. History lined with the fact that sodomy was punishable by death. Put it up there, Spencer. Look for it. Was sodomy ever death penalty? See what that was. By the way, I'm not saying we should put sodomites to death. I'm not saying that. Was it ever? was it ever. Historically, same-sex acts were widely punishable by death across the globe, rooted in religious doctrines and colonial laws. While most Western countries have abolished these laws, capital punishment for homosexual acts remains legally on the books in several nations. Time out. I'm not calling for the death of homosexuals. I'm not calling for it. But as the old saying would go, that's why they made closets. I'm going to let that sink in there a minute. That's why they called it coming out of the closet. Because there are certain things that you do in private that you do not mention in public. Wow, it's good. Really good. And so, I'm going to get to communion. Relax, okay? It's important we get to communion, okay? I want to show you. We're going to celebrate communion because it's a victory today. We're getting ready to do it, so get your elements. I'm going to let Ray going to lead us in it. I'm kind of working backwards today, if you bear with me. Because here's what Ray LeBlanc did. Jared, pull up the intent to sue. Ray LeBlanc. Ray, did you get an attorney to write that? Did you do that on your own, Ray?
You can get on the internet, do research, and it gives you a platform to do
it. So the answer was you did it on your own?
Correct.
Okay. And Ray, I just want you to know how proud I am to have you on, as Brett would say, my coaching tree. Folks, this could be landmark right here. This could be landmark. So Ray LeBlanc, we're going to get to communion. Relax. We're going to do it. We're going to celebrate today. On 6/9/2026, Ray LeBlanc filed with the city of Marshfield, Wisconsin, the intent to file a lawsuit. He sent it to the mayor. He sent it to the park director because they're having a big gay pride festival there, right? By the way, canceled. Thank you. He sent it to the Wisconsin city administrator. And Ray said this: "The letter of intent to sue shall serve as a formal notice that we intend to commence a lawsuit against the city of Marshfield, requesting in writing and announcing publicly, city of Marshfield will enforce the existing law banning drag queen sexual performances, grooming to children under the age of 18 years old." Ray LeBlanc says, listen, you guys are going to enforce the law or we're going to sue your ass. And what you said, Ray? That's what you said.
Pretty much.
And the lawsuit that will be filed against the city of Marshfield pertains to the following code. In Wisconsin, it reads, causing a child to view or listen to sexual activity. The statute is not being enforced. And if you do not comply with the settlement demand set forth in this letter, a lawsuit will be filed against the city of Marshfield after 30 days of receipt if no satisfactory settlement is made. Wow, Ray. We have secured evidence of violation. Testimonies, documentation, pictures and videos taken at the Winslow Family Park. We strongly believe there's a violation of the law and lack of enforcement. We are seeking relief in the form of enforcement of existing law statute 948-055, banning all drag queen activity performances in public with children under 18 years old present, as well as enforcing any and all infringement regarding sexually explicit performances with any child under the age of 18 years of age is present. If you're doing this under some kid, including in school, under the age of 18, we're coming after y'all. The offer to cure and or settle this matter outside of court is valid for 30 days from the effective date that appears above. After that date, we're coming at you, baby. This letter shall be governed under the laws and statutes of the state of Wisconsin. Sincerely, Pastor Raymond B. LeBlanc. The Remnant Fellowship. There's the address. Hey, Ray. They blinked, didn't they? They blinked.
Amen.
They blinked. Now, hang on, Spencer. Pull up Ray's performance. By the way, well done, Ray. Pull up Ray's performance in front of the city council. Hey, folks, let me ask yourself, how hard is this to do? How hard is this to do? And Ray, this is masterful. Hey, Ray, who the hell do you think you are? And so you go and you stand before the lawmakers and you say, you guys are not enforcing the law and young kids are. Folks, can anybody out there imagine if one man was caught alone with one child grooming them, the uproar? Do you know that they sued me for praying with high school students? Praying with high school students? Yet they can do drag queens with little kids? You know what it is? They're not afraid of the church. They're not afraid of the church. They're afraid of the homosexuals. Hang on. I'm not calling for the death of homosexuals. I'm not calling for anything other than they can't change the laws. Folks, two men can't get married. They can't get married. Two women can't get married. In America, are you allowed to marry three men, three women? Can you have six-way marriages? Well, hell no. Why? Because there's laws and there's standards. And they're already on the books. And all we do, all we need is some guy like Ray LeBlanc, some old guy just showed up at my house 10 years ago, whatever it was, and he has been freaking wild ever since. And I know this. I know this, Ray. I bet the church community in Wisconsin is sending you letters and patting you on the back. And are they doing that, Ray? Not doing that? Wow. Wow. No, because somewhere along the line, the American church has come up with the idea that sodomy is, you're born that way, so we accept it. Gay marriage, oh yeah, men can marry men, women. Throughout all of history, throughout all recorded history, it was a death penalty. And now we call it marriage. Here's Ray's, hey, folks, look, they're going to take this, you understand what they're going to make, the homosexuals are going to grab this and they're going to, this video, what I'm saying right here, and they're going to spread it and they're going to call me hate. I want it to be very, very clear. I love children more than I love homosexuals who are trying to pervert children. Is that okay for me to say that? If I have to take a choice between protecting the innocent or letting gay men have anal sex, I'm going to stand with the children. Okay. That's just kind of where I am. If they want to do it, then go do it out in the barn. Don't ask us to expose it to our children as natural and normal when every one of us know that a homosexual man, two homosexual men and two homosexual women will never produce a child. The biblical standard is be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth. Would you, I'll be careful what I want to say. Yeah, we're going to take communion. Hang on. So here is Ray LeBlanc at City Council, June 9th, 2026. By the way, hey, Ray, how long did it take him to cancel? After this, you presented this, Ray, how long did it take him to cancel the pride stuff? How long did that take, Ray?
2 days later is when I found out.
2 days later. So you put them on notice that they were about to be sued and somebody blinked. Go ahead, play it.
Yeah, my name is Pastor Ray LeBlanc. I'm with the Remnant Fellowship Church here in Marshfield, and I live at 309 West 6th Street. I'm here today to address a situation that comes up every year around this time, and that's the gay pride event at Wenzel Park. And I'm an advocate for the children under 18 years
great
of age.
Great point, Lay. Hey, freeze it. Freeze it. See, he's not against anything. He's an advocate for the children. Go ahead.
They're taking place there. That's why I'm here to address this issue today. As you can see, this was one of the Wenzel Park events last year, where you see a little child being groomed to tip. is a bunch of pictures I have taken. There's one on the top there. I know you can't probably see it very good, but it's one of the drag queens that invaded the splash pool where the little kids were playing. And Facebook was lit up over this event last year. And there's a few more there, but I want to read this quickly. I know I only got 5 minutes, so I gave you each a copy of what the statement is that I'm going to say. So I'm here once again this year because I am deeply troubled and concerned at the lack of this committee to properly address the concerns that arise here in Marshfield during the month of June. I don't believe the city of Marshfield should be in any way condoning, promoting, or allowing these sexual motivated groups called the Marshfield Pride, LGBTQ, the Rainbow Coalition, and the Drag Queens to be able to perform in the front of our innocent children under the age of 18 years old. It is quite obvious that this is all about sex. Grooming of our underage children should not be allowed. As you can see by these pictures, this child is being taught and encouraged to give a dollar bill to a man dressed up in provocative woman's clothing, overemphasizing their sexual body parts with exaggerated buttocks and breasts. That's what they do. This is called tipping, and we in the adult world understand what the concept of tipping a sex performer is all about. Exposing and performing sexual acts. Well, this act is not for children to participate in. And for 5 years now, I and many others that are willing to testify have seen and filmed this act and continue to record the lascivious behavior in front of underage children in Winslow Family Park. The letter of intent, it's on the back page there, I present to you today is to encourage you all to re-examine the negative effects that this sexualized group of performers are having on our children. I strongly urge and encourage that no children under the age of 18 may be present at these activities. They can perform inside a building in a fenced off park, such as the state fairgrounds, where it is more isolated and controlled. My main concern and objective is to stop the grooming of our children, stop exposing them to embracing a sexual preference at such an early age, allow them to become adults before introducing them to adult activities. That is why we have laws regarding drinking age at 18 or 21. Alcohol is an adult beverage. That is
boom,
the reason
good job, Ray.
Restrictions on certain sexual movies. Must be 17 years old to go see a movie. Last, your city attorney, Mr. Wolfgram, declared that this statute was not violated because there was no nudity observed. And the statute also mentions the no child under 18 is to view or listen to a sexual activity. It is a class A felony. Well, what about the listening part? If they're not exposed to listening to sexual activity, then I guess I need to be re-educated regarding what this sexual activity means. All I see out there at these events are sexual activity, pride being flaunted throughout the whole park. So this year's Pride event is coming up June 28th again. I just want to encourage you guys to look at this matter a little bit more closer, re-examine it, and see about getting it so that the underage children aren't involved in it. And I thank you for giving me that time. Amen.
Thank you, Mr. LeBlanc.
Man, oh man, oh man, oh man, oh man, oh man. Ray, what was their response after you made that presentation? By the way, Ray, what, 10, 20, 30 pastors standing there with you? Is that what you had?
Yeah, right. No, yeah. I had to do a loner on that one. In order to get it out there without 5 or 6 rebuttals to follow me, this way they got just what I wanted to say only.
In other words, you kept it to yourself. You had, what do they call that? A concealed weapon called the truth. And you didn't tell anybody till it was time to draw it, right?
Yep. Because last year when I did that, I notified all the churches in town and none showed up except they notified the gay community and they showed up in big numbers.
Of course.
Terrible.
So wait, help me out here now. You're telling me this event has been canceled.
Yep. read it on their Facebook page now. I don't want to take all the credit that what we've done, but over the past 4 years, we've been pounding that, pounding at them. And
well, the Lord takes the credit for it, right?
Absolutely.
You're just a vehicle. You're just an ambassador for truth. Yeah. And you showed up and God showed off. Isn't that kind of what happened, Ray?
Exactly. So, well, I've been, you know, I got to give you kudos because I've been well coached. If I didn't turn into you guy, I wouldn't be where I am right now.
Amen.
You were my leader, so I appreciate you guiding me and directing me down this road. Appreciate it.
Hey, listen, Ray, I can coach you all you want to, but you got to go out there and play. You're the guy that's got to go take the snaps and throw the ball. You got to do it. And, dude, kudos, man. Kudos.
Amen. Thank you,
my Ray. Grandchildren live there. Thank you, Ray. Thank you.
Hey, Ray, you have any idea how much they hate you? Huh?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Hey, you know what? Let me tell you something, dude. While everybody else is bitching and moaning, complaining, the churches are calling you unloving and discriminatory, all that kind of stuff. There's applause in heaven, brother. You're doing it for the applause of two nail-scarred hands. You take a guy like David Arthur and just use him as an illustration. What if there's a lot of little David Arthurs there in Marshfield, Wisconsin, that are going to be groomed into this behavior? You'll never know, Ray. You'll never know, man. You just never know. Now, folks, in Ohio, I'm going to open it up here. Give me a second here, okay? Pull up Ohio's grooming law. You guys know what it means to groom? Spence, maybe we need to go there first. Go to a dictionary, grooming. Grooming. What's grooming? It may not be in there because they weren't doing it back then, Webster's time, probably. What is grooming? The act or result of preparing a trail for specific use. The act or process of preparing someone to fill a position or a role. An act or instance of engaging in behaviors or practices intended to gradually condition or emotionally manipulate a victim over time, as through friendships, gifts, flattery, parades, I added that one, in order to entrap the person in a sexually abusive or predatory relationship. The ongoing targeting and grooming of minors online shows that our safety protocols for children on the internet are insufficient. By the way, insufficient in our public schools as well. Now, if you would, pull up for me, Spence. Hey, folks, I got to tell you something. This is going to circulate throughout this show right now. It's going to circulate. And you know what they're going to call me? Hater. This guy's a hater. This guy's a hater. No. I love the children. I love the children. And the hate people ought to worry about is the Bible says that God hates all workers of iniquity. And if there's anything that's a greater worker of iniquity than to mislead a little one, the Bible said it'd be better for you to put a millstone around your neck and throw yourself into the deepest part of the ocean than to groom a little one into homelessness. Well, then somebody give me a thumbs up. Say, I'm with you on it, Coach. I'm with you on it. I'm with you. Yeah. You're going to hear that sermon in eight churches this weekend, I can tell you. So Ohio has laws against grooming. Probably in Wisconsin too, Ray. A, as used in this section, pattern of conduct has the same meaning as, okay, no person who is 18 years of age or older shall engage in a pattern of conduct with a minor who is less than 16 years of age and who is 4 or more years longer than the person when the pattern of conduct would cause a reasonable adult like me or Ray, a reasonable one, not somebody mentally deficient, not somebody possessed by the devil, but a reasonable adult to believe that the person is communicating with a minor with a purpose to do either the following. Entice. What? Entice, coerce, or solicit the minor to engage in sexual activity. And when the person's purpose in engaging in the pattern of conduct is to entice, Spencer, maybe we need to look that word up, or hang on, coerce or solicit the minor to engage in sexual activity. David Arthur out there, hey, David, were you a victim of this? Were you a victim of this enticing, this coercion, this solicitation? I bet he was. I bet he was. And I bet your children are. That's why they accept it as normal behavior, or prepare the minor to engage in sexual activity when the person's purpose in engaging in the pattern of conduct is to prepare the minor to engage in sexual activity with that person or a third person. That would be a violation of the revised code. And no person who is 18 years of age or older shall engage in a pattern of conduct with a minor if the person and the minor are in any of the relationships described in another section. So entice, coerce, or solicit the minor to engage in sexual activities when the person's purpose in engaging in the pattern of conduct is to entice, scroll down please, coerce, or solicit the minor to engage in sexual activity with the person or a third person, to prepare the minor to engage in sexual activity. And the person's purpose in engaging in the pattern of conduct is to prepare the minor to engage in that sexual activity with a person or a third person. And whoever violates this section is guilty of grooming. Folks, it's right there it is in the Ohio Revised Code. Why do we let, they're doing it in your public schools. Whoever violates this section is guilty of grooming. I don't know what to say. Hey, folks, churches are permitting it. Churches are encouraging it. Churches are for it. Coerce, to restrain by force, to compel, to constrain, to keep from acting or transgress, particularly by moral force. See, there is no law. They throw out the law. And they throw out the law, and they can do whatever the hell they want to do. And the church thinks that two can walk together if they don't agree. That we live in a culture and a society where those of us who are normal in our thinking would say, men and men should never have sex. That our opinion is on par with those who say, yes, they should. There has to be a moral standard. Quickly, Spence, I want to get all of you in here. What states still have laws against sodomy? sodomy laws by state, 2026. Believe it or not, we've changed them. Can you believe that? We changed them. Look when they started. Hey, stay right there. That's a great page. Over at the map. Look at the map over here. It shows the year they removed it. Started in 1962. And look. The early United States inherited sodomy laws, which constitutionally outlawed a variety of sexual acts deemed illegal, illicit, unlawful, unnatural, or immoral from the colonial era-based laws in the 17th century. Yeah, we're a Christian nation. While these laws often targeted sexual acts between persons of the same sex, many sodomy-related statutes employed definitions broad enough to outlaw certain sexual acts between persons of different sexes, in some cases, even including the acts between married couples. This is unbelievable, isn't it? Okay, I'm going to throw one more thing up. Sodomy laws remain in 12 states. Can somebody explain to me why there wouldn't be sodomy laws in every state? Because Kansas, Kentucky, Texas, states banning both same-sex and opposite-sex sodomy. Scrolling down. Florida, Georgia. Huh? It's still against the law? Florida, Georgia, Louisiana, huh? Still against the law? No. It's against the law in the United States of America. It's against the law. It's Ten Commandments. It's law. Okay, hang on. You ready? Then I'm going to open it up. This is almost impossible. Pull up, it says Pride Event. Did you get that one, Spencer? I send that to you? Oh, play Reagan first. Go ahead, go play Reagan first.
We have problems in our country, and many people are praying and waiting for God to do something. I just wonder if maybe God isn't waiting for us to do something. And while no one else is capable of doing everything, everyone is capable of doing something. We have...
Look at this. Look at this. Hey, folks. Largest pride festival in the Middle East is in where? Oh, amongst God's chosen people. I'm sorry if this makes you nervous. Sorry. Go ahead and play it.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You're telling me they want to have the largest pride festival in the Middle East located at the Dead Sea, which happens to be the lowest place on the earth. And the Dead Sea is where everything is, well, of course, dead. And it's strange to me that this is happening at the lowest place on earth in a place called the Dead Sea, where Satan literally represents death. And Satan fell from heaven because of pride. And to add to it, it's happening just miles away from Sodom and Gomorrah. Pride always comes before the fall. This is not okay. This is pure mockery. What do you think?
So the question is, should the United States be supporting Israel, who's promoting debauchery? Good question, Coach. I know. That's why I ask it. I'm going to shut up a minute. I'm going to let you come in. And then, hang on, no, I'm not. Ray, would you lead us in communion right now, Ray? Let's celebrate the victory. And Ray, we honor you today. And those who stood with you, Penny, I know Penny's involved with it. I know others that are involved with it, being called names. We're so proud of you, Ray. We stand with you, Ray. And I can tell you this. Two nail-scarred hands are applauding today, right? And see, the Bible says, whom the Lord loves, he disciplines. Mm-hmm. Does the Lord love the homosexual? Sure he does. But he disciplines him. Mm-hmm. He can't do that. Come on, boy. He can't do that. If one of your children is doing crazy stuff, do you celebrate it? Mm-hmm. If you had a child that was, I'm sorry, you caught your child playing with a dog's private parts. Would you be proud? Say, oh, Billy's just expressing himself. He's just expressing himself. And look, Dodo loves it. Dodo loves it. It's animalistic. We're not animals. The purpose of all sex is procreation. To produce children created in the image of God. They call it making love because a child could be created. A child could be created. And as soon as we made sex about feeling good and just whatever, if it feels good, do it. Look at what we got. Now we're murdering children. Can you connect the dots here? We want to remove the moral standard. Anything goes. Anything goes. And as I say here often, hear that sound? Anybody hear a groaning? Is America groaning or is it just me? Because the Bible says all the creation's groaning, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. They're waiting for the Ray LeBlancs of the world to show up and stand up. And if your pastor's standing in the pulpit and he's preaching tolerance and diversity, he's a freaking coward. He's a coward. Folks, some things are right and some things are wrong. And God's love, God loves everybody, does not trump sodomy. It's a perversion. Say, Coach, do you love the homosexual? You hate the homosexual? Yeah, I hate the homosexual in the same way I hate the alcoholic. The same way I hate the liar. In the same way I hate the thief. I wish they'd stop doing it. Stop being a thief and we'll get along good. I'm sorry you're trapped in homosexuality. I can't imagine what that's like. I feel so bad for you. But dude, I can't support that. I'm a Christian. I can't support that. Oh yeah, but God said love. He loves everybody. Well, really? Also says that he hates all workers of iniquity. One more thing, Spencer. Iniquity. Look it up. God hates all workers. of iniquity. Hey, folks, he doesn't hate the iniquity. He hates the worker of it. Iniquity, injustice, unrighteousness, a deviation from restitude. Want of restitude in principle. A particular deviation from restitution is a sin or crime. Your iniquities have separated you between you and your God. Okay, hang on, Spencer. Hang on. What is restitute? REC. To restore to a former state. Dude, you're born with a penis to have a relationship with a woman to procreate. That's what we're trying to do. Have some restitute here. Man, oh man, oh man. I'm going to take communion and then we'll discuss it. Would you go ahead and lead us there, Ray? Again, we salute you, brother, for what you've done. For those of you who didn't hear, Joe is Joe's involved. Joe's involved this week and next week. I'm not going to be able to be part of the communion. So go ahead, Ray.
Yeah, I appreciate it. You know, it says in scripture that men's hearts are continually wicked. Who can know it?
That's right.
And he promises to give us a new heart. You know, take out that stony heart and give us a heart of
clean
heart,
one. A soft, create in me a clean heart. Create a clean heart. Yeah.
Yeah. How did he make that possible? By what we're about ready to do today, right? Take communion. Why are we taking communion? What's the purpose of it? Because we're redeemed. We're redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. And without that redemption quality that he offered us, we remain in our sins. We remain wicked. But because of this effort that he did for us, dying on that cross, we are redeemed by his blood. And we want to give honor and obeyance to him today, as nature, we do every Friday.
Laws of nature and of nature's yeah. God, right? Amen. Hey, Ray, if homosexuality were to become a man, whatever,
yeah,
we would not reproduce anymore. There would be no more reproduction.
Be over.
If homosexuality became the rule.
But all through scripture, Coach, you're going to find this theme about being redeemed. And this is the whole purpose. I want to just read 1 Peter 18 through 25 to start us off with. It says, for as much as you know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by traditions from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
As of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifested in these last times for you. This plan was in effect before we were even created. Think of that one. Amen. Who, by him, do believe in God that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God.
Wow.
Seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently.
Hey, Ray, hang on. Yeah. Ray. Mm-hmm. Do I love my brother if I permit him to be sodomized by a man?
You love your brother by correcting him of his errors.
And preventing it from happening, right?
That's right. That's so true love.
So if I were to go out and I were to start to molest 12-year-old kids, is it about me or is it about them, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's wicked. That's why we needed a new heart. That's why we needed a redeemer. Redeem us from this awful flesh that wants to lust itself against the Spirit.
Amen.
So it says, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as a flower of grass. The grass withereth, the flower thereof falleth away, but the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Thank you for the word.
Wow.
So let's continue and do the communion as it's spoken of in 1 Corinthians. Bring that one up.
Hey, Ray.
Yeah.
What the hell qualified you to be a pastor? Did you go to cemetery?
No, I don't think Peter Paul, well, I know Paul did, but I don't think Peter and the rest of the fishermen that he dragged, he didn't say, hey, Peter, I would really love to have you on my team, but you need to go to cemetery school for 4 years, then come back and let's join up and see what we can do.
Okay, just checking, just checking.
That's the way it works. It's, amen. So,
Hey, Ray, whoa. Yeah. Are you an ordained minister?
Yes, I am.
How'd you get ordained?
To pass the salt like ministry.
Come on. Yeah, I hate it when that happens. Go ahead. Right. Come on.
Yeah. All right. And when he had given thanks, he break it and he take and eat it. This is my body, which is broken for you. He said, do this in remembrance of me. So let's do that right now.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for the victory in Marshfield, Lord.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. And after the same manner, also he took up the cup. When he had supped, and he said, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do you as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you drink and eat this, for as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he comes. Amen.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord, for what you've done for us.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Coach. Amen.
Hey, folks, we need to continue to pray for Ray LeBlanc and what's going on in Wisconsin because the devil's pissed. The devil is pissed. And friends, this could have national impact. Isn't that what General Flynn tells us? Local action, national impact. Ray LeBlanc just told the city council, y'all keep doing that, I'll see you in court. And they blink because they know it's wrong. Mark Trump, come on in.
Coach, my neighbor got termite. Guy came in, sprayed his house. What do you got to worry about when your neighbor has termites and they spray? You got to worry about them coming here.
Yeah.
Coming to my house.
Right.
So Marshfield, that park ain't going to be
no termites.
Having a parade. Where are the termites going to go, Ray? Mm. You're going to need to have some help over in the neighboring parts where they reinfest.
Wow.
So we're going to need some help, Coach, for Ray to kind of watch where they go. Where are they going to have their June function? Near Marshfield, right?
Yep.
And be on the lookout. So you rout out termites, you better watch where they go.
Amen. Hey, Mark, what about this? Should we be sending these same letters to our school board regarding the homosexual grooming in our public schools?
That's the idea. You want to make sure you blanket so they don't feel like another area is safe. They'll just do it here. They got that crazy guy over here, too. They got Ray over there. They got this other Rob Hughes over there. You know, it's like, that's what we want. But you put out the letters. Hey, you know whose tactic this is? This is the lights on the hills and the 200 soldiers. This was Gideon's army, Coach.
That's right.
The letters are the army. Okay, so we act like we're bigger. Amen? Good idea.
Public libraries. Hey, folks, I want to give you this, though. You're going to be hated of all men. You're going to be hated of all men. And we have let them use the legal system as a club. We got to learn to club back. Because it's our children. They're after our children. Do you understand it, folks? It'd be better for you to put a millstone around your neck and throw yourself into the deepest part of the ocean than to mislead even one of these little ones.
Amen.
Believe in me. He said that. He said, not me. He said that. But, Coach, it's the law of the land and the judges. Really? Ray sent a letter, said, I'm going to sue your ass, and they belched. Wow. Ray. Somebody come on in. Yeah, Danica says, remember, it's all language in the courts. We need to learn the language. Pride event canceled. And letters of intent to sue. Wow. Come on in. Come on in, somebody. Come on in. Nobody out there has got something to say? Some praise report? I hate that term, praise report. That sounds so sissified. Some victory report? Something God did? P.S., come on in, brother.
Did you ever hear an interview the other day? Bibi Netanyahu said that Israel, people over there call America the new Rome. And I keep thinking about that. It's so true. Like all the different gods that we believe in, or in our culture, in our culture.
Right. It's at the name of Jesus that every knee will bow, right? We got to quit being generic. God. Hey, how about this one? Thanks for pulling that up there, Spencer. Ohio. This is the Ohio Capital Journal. Never heard of that. I saw an article. The Ohio Capital Journal. Oh, it's the gay pride paper. I didn't know that. Hey, friends, look at this crap. Ohio is tied for fourth in the nation for the most anti-LGBTQ incidents last year, according to a new report. Really? Who made the report? Who made that report? Scroll down, High Capital Journal. Ohio and Washington's tied fourth. GLAAD's anti-LGBT extremism report tracker, their own, right? 1,042 anti-LGBT incidents nationwide. Really? 1,000? That's not very many. There's 50 states. How many people? There's only 1,000 of them? What the hell are we worried about then? Only 1,000. I bet 1,000 guys got punched. The bar. We must join together in a united call against the violence and harassment that too many LGBTQ Americans. Let me ask you something, friends. Is there more freedom of religion or more freedom of homo in America? Well, you don't have to answer. So alert. Oh, thank God for them. They tracked these incidents through, you ready? Self-reports, media, social media. He called me a name. That's one. Oh, my goodness. They looked at me funny. That's number two, right? Come on. Come on. Scroll down. California had the most. They had 198. And the entire state of California, they had 198 social posts. Oh, my God. No. Several incidents in Ohio involved the Dayton street preachers. Oh. Folks, do you see how they take this crap and they make news out of it? So I got thinking something. What is this newspaper? What is this? Go back to the beginning, Spencer. The Capital. Hang on. Stay right there. Spencer, click on, I don't know, common civil rights. Click on it. Folks, this is all homo stuff. It's all homo. Billions for the next 3 years of Trump's mass deportation camp. Homeland Security retreats on planned mail-in ballots. Trump administration, 100,000 visa fee. It's all lefty, lefty, God-hating lefty, 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 lefty newspaper. It's all this. Some trans military members. Trans military members? What the hell are we doing? I have trans military members. You understand it's life or death for the gay movement? You understand that? It's life or death for them. Total, complete, not just tolerance, acceptance. They are groaning and groaning and groaning for Christians to accept their deviancy. By the way, I got some deviancies. You got some deviancies? You got some things you do you really aren't very proud of that you did? You do? Well, hell, start a parade. Get them accepted. Start a parade. Get them accepted. Yeah, I screw a lot of women. Yeah, I go out every Friday night. And I have sex with a lot of different women. So let's start a what would we call that? Let's call that an adultery parade. Let's normalize adultery. You see how the game's played? Take any pervert. I steal. I'm a thief. Let's have a parade for thieves. Oh, you've been judgmental. You hate me because I steal? Yeah. Well, I don't have. I wish you'd stop stealing. And I certainly don't want you to teach stealing to my children or my neighbor's children. Huh? Sodomy is sin, folks. It's just another sin. P.S. Come on in. I'm all over the place today. To me, it is just absolutely unbelievable that in America full of churches that this kind of stuff goes on. Go ahead. Hey, come on in. Hand down? No? Take a deep breath. It's Friday. It's Friday. I'm waiting. Oh, there's a good one. There's a good one. Did I send that to you, Spencer? Go ahead, Vinny. Come on in, Vinny. Thanks for saving me here, Vinny.
I just want to say they watered down Christianity so it doesn't mean anything anymore.
Say it again, brother. You broke up.
They watered down Christianity so it doesn't mean anything anymore.
They watered down Christianity so it doesn't mean anything anymore. It just means saying you're saved. That's become Christianity for the most part. You're right, Vinny. You're saved. We'll say, Coach Dave, you're legalistic. Wait a minute. Telling a man he can't groom my child is legalistic. Teaching homosexual sodomy in my schools is legalistic. But, the same people won't let me teach about Jesus in schools. We'll say, Coach, not everybody follows Jesus. That's right. And not everybody's a homosexual. I don't want to hear about it. P.S., your hand's up there, I think.
Can we go through the book, Pagan Christianity, like chapter by chapter, and just kind of refresh our memory of all the centuries and everything that's been integrated in real Christianity?
It would be amazing if we did that. Amazing. By the way, P.S., hang on, Mark. I'll get you in here a second. I got an email. I want to clear this up. You guys, I don't know why. Shake your head. Your ears are stuck, okay? I never said Donald Trump was a Christian. Never once did I say it. Number two, I never said that Donald Trump was the greatest thing that ever happened in America. Number three, are you ready? I did say this. Donald Trump is God's man. Good or bad? Bible says he raises up one and he sets him down. God does that. Donald Trump and Barack Obama were from God, both of them. Sometimes it's for judgment. But for you to sit out there and send me emails saying that I'm saying that Donald Trump was sent to us by God, I never ever said that. I said he's God's man. Maybe for judgment. That's what I said. Mark, come on in.
Yeah, in chat, Coach. New York, somebody did the same thing. And there's one in Elmira County. Somebody did the same thing. They took the city to court. And what New York said there in the chat is it was dismissive due to merits of the claim.
Is that right?
So, as people try to do this, you know, there's going to be opposition. There's two in that second thing. There's two there, one in Naples and one in Elmira.
Look at that. Good catch. Hey, look, Mark, what? Yeah. Federal court allows the Pride lawsuit to move forward, right? The ACLU is fighting for the gays. ACLU is fighting for sodomy.
Yeah. And I think if we did a good research on the baseline and add up all the other ones and said the last 6 months, 12 months, and look at the outcomes and try to strategize a victory, you know, that's it. The courts are going to do the same thing. They're going to look for precedents. They're going to look for how the other states get out of this. Okay? Mm-hmm. So that's what's coming. And you got to get smart and you get one of our people to help us with a campaign, you know, mm-hmm. like a staking campaign or something. I mean, this seems to be a lot of data out there on it. And it's possible we could potentially get on the wagon and maybe sign people up with all this other activity. I don't know.
Amen. Fear and intimidation. Lies, deception, and fear. Fear and intimidation. How many times does the Bible say, fear not? The church has become cowardly. Have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday.